Did she think that the character of an Oklahoman, the character, the spirit, was different from even neighboring states, from Kansas, from Texas, and Colorado? Did she think that the Oklahoma character was unique?
I think she did think it was. And here's where she would agree with Dale, that if you're talking about several generations of settlement coming together, they would both agree that Oklahoma is different because some of these things could happen in one generation. But then Oklahoma character and Oklahoma spirit, hard work, resilience, advancement, friendliness, compassion, community, I think in many ways today a lot of people would agree that's distinctly Oklahoman.
Right. And be proud of that.
Be proud of it. Mm-hmm.
We know of Texans who are just so proud of being a Texan. And we are proud, but we're not as, I am so proud to be an Oklahoman.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of wondered the difference between those two spirits.
Humble. Oklahomans are humble and friendly. And that was on display, right, following Oklahoma City bombing.
Yep.
And then 9/11 and what we call the Oklahoma Standard, the Oklahoma Way. People know Oklahoma and the people of Oklahoma for friendliness, compassion, and the giving spirit.
You could say there were two DeBose.
Right.
Why were there two DeBose?
Historian Patricia Nelson Limerick, very creative writer of Western history, would talk about these two DeBose, and that one is very much in command of a focus on American Indian history and to discover the truth and publish it at all costs. And then the other DeBose was almost a booster DeBose who would write Prairie City and would write some texts talking more about a pioneering settler spirit. But in many ways, we can reconcile the DeBose and put them all together in one complicated package. She did it all. She did it all. She lived a full life. As I said, she was a scholar activist. She continued to remain active throughout the course of her life. And she would write annual letters to people about issues, especially American Indian issues, a champion for social justice, and a scholar activist.
Mm-hmm. She was 85 years old when she wrote her last history book.
Mm-hmm.
85.
Yes.
Just think of that. Did she ever have any health issues along the way?
She would travel from time to time. She took care of her mother for a period of time. She was very small, tiny, but with fiery spirit and a commanding voice in her public lectures. I don't know if I can speak so much to her health issues, but she started to slow down later, and she would have Marshall residents like Jerry Schaefer and others who would drive her to her public talks and to her public moments.
And we think about she went through all that, she never gave up, and now Oklahoma reveres her spirit. And we want more and more people to know about it, because when I tell people I'm interviewing about Angie DeBose, nobody knows her name.
Really?
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 Maybe I'm hanging out with the wrong kind of people. But her portrait hangs in our state capitol.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because
right.
That was the first thing I was going to say there.
Right.
Yes.
It was painted by Charles Banks Wilson, who I have interviewed for this oral history website. It was one of my favorite interviews because he was so sarcastic and he wore red socks and I just loved him. But he painted her, and it honors her for tackling these political and controversial subjects that others avoided.
Mm-hmm.